this new generation of manufacturing, when you're honest and you look at the scorecard, now it's looking pretty good for the United States, and in particular in Massachusetts, because we have these entrepreneurial, innovative people. We have the best skilled workforce in the country. So that's feeling very good. And but we have to seize the opportunity, and that's why it's fun to be out here in Western Mass, because I think of any portion of the state, this is the part of the state that is really deliberately seizing the opportunity. You got the businesses, government, academic community working together, saying to themselves, hey, we have a real shot here to bring this back. Let's do it.
What's the state doing to help promote precision manufacturing as part of the innovative economy that we always hear so much talk about?
Yeah. Well, you know, in a funny way, of all the roles of government, we think of government as a funding entity, and we are doing that. But I think most basically, there's a lot of just free advertising we can do. When the governor of the Commonwealth goes around the state and gives speeches about the innovation economy in Massachusetts, and that the innovation economy is the key to our future. And every time he speaks, not just here in Springfield, I've seen him speak before technology audiences in Waltham. And when he says, when I'm talking about the innovation economy, I mean advanced manufacturing as a very important part of that. So from what we hear from the companies, because of the workforce issue, the number one thing we can do, frankly, is to be the champions for the fact that manufacturing is a great industry that has a bright future in this state, and that we are committed to make sure that happen. The real reason that kind of being a champion is important is because for everything we're doing to create the classrooms here, there's an equal challenge of convincing the young people to join these classrooms and to choose these programs in manufacturing as a career. And frankly, we're about 50-50 for all of our time and effort that we're going to expand the programs, like here at STIC. We're spending as much time recruiting students, selling parents, working with others to convince more young people to get in to manufacturing. And in particular, we have to approach the kinds of folks who have not traditionally seen manufacturing as a career. In particular, I would say young women. So, for example, the manufacturing industry is heavily male-dominated today. If we're going to just let that happen and let these classes be filled mostly with young men, then we are, from off the bat, we're cutting out 50% of the prospects. And if we need 100,000 new people, it's simply crazy to cut that out. So I was actually talking with some folks here about the Pathways to Prosperity program that's being developed, a collaboration between West Springfield High School and here. And they said, I think the most exciting thing I heard today, in their inaugural cohort of 40 young people, half are young women.
One of the misperceptions that people have about the innovation economy is that we come up with all of these big ideas in Massachusetts and then the products are made someplace else. But there is, to a degree, some reality to that perception.
Yeah.
How do you keep those good ideas here and generate the types of jobs that could come from them?
Yeah. Well, part of the advantage, as I said, is just that there's a new generation of technology, and United States is a more competitive place to do business. So that's a plus factor. But the other element is we have to make a deliberate, both the state of Massachusetts and the United States, I think, have to make a deliberate decision and statement that having manufacturing here is important. The reason that we lost manufacturing, as you say, the reality now is that a lot of things are made in other countries. To some degree, there were competitive forces, but to some degree, we let that happen. The way innovation works is you can't just come up with the idea up front. There's an enormous amount of continuing innovation that happens in the manufacturing process. So the truth is, the idea that, you know, we can just sit on top of the hill and think of all the great ideas and let other people make them just is flat out wrong as a business model. And we're seeing that those places where the countries that we let do the manufacturing, what we thought was the low-end work, the South Korea and so forth, they have become great centers of innovation themselves because they had the factories, they saw what was working and wasn't working, they saw the how to improve the product and produce the next generation of products. So we have to make a conscious decision that we want it here. There are things to do with tax policy, regulatory policy, and others.
Any concerns about the state's economy as a whole over the last few months? We've seen the unemployment rate go up, the number of jobs being created has been rather anemic. Should be, is there cause for concern here?
We are having a what I would describe as a good year in terms of job growth, but not a great year. And it's disappointing to me because as I go around the state, I think a lot of the fundamentals are there. We should be having a great year. I think there's a lot of businesses that are feeling really good about what they're doing. They feel like there's opportunity there. And unfortunately, I do think that what's happened with the federal government, both between sequester, which has had a quiet but important negative effect on us, it didn't result in a lot of big layoffs that you could read about in the media, but it's caused our defense contractors, who are a very important part of our economy, to be much more cautious about growth. It's caused our great medical research institutions to be more cautious about growth. So that had an effect, and clearly the effect of what's happened with the federal government in the second half of this year has created uncertainty as well. So we still have good job growth. The unemployment rate is up, but frankly, if you look at the numbers, part of the reason for that is people are continuing to come back into the job market. So that is, that's all in all a healthy sign.